I'm Katie Gilkey with the Marketline Report for Tuesday, May 23rd. Here's Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME Group.
There's a little bit of bullish momentum, and it's really turned that short-term trend to the upside. It's been very helpful for corn. There's been the technical numbers are giving some of the traders a reason to buy that corn right now. You know, in light of the fact that there is a big supplies out there, there's weather markets and a lot of things to come for this summer, and I think no one wants to really be caught flat-footed without anything on board. Wheat, on the other hand, also is getting ready to test its big resistance number. It was only off by 1 cent. 437 is the resistance number for the July contract.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Monday down a penny at 434 and a quarter. July corn into the day up 2.5 cents at 375. Portland prices for June soft white wheat of ordinary protein into the day down a penny, ranging from 484 and a quarter to 489 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were down 2 cents, ranging from 511 to 521. June DNS wheat with 14% protein prices were up 3.5 cents, ranging from 659 and a quarter to 684 and a quarter. June live cattle were up 47.5 cents on Monday at 123.92 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 232.5 at 152.77.5. July Class III milk was down 2 cents at 16.75. That's today's Marketline Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information, Network of the West.